Dave!
He sounds awfully excited.
Sir?
Yes?
You busy right now, are you?
Not exactly.
You got something to do?
It's actually getting close to the end of my shift. It's just about time for me to go home.
What's going on up there?
Not a whole lot tonight, sir.
You gotta get a load of this.
Sweet.
Sir?
Do it again.
Fine.
Wow, that was sweet, Colonel. That was sweet.
You're a pickup rummy. Spider.
I'm sorry?
You're a dollar dating cunt.
I'm a what?
No offense. You're a pickup smoldering prince asshole.
I do actually take offense to that.
Did you shampoo my truck?
No, I didn't.
Did you shampoo my chest?
No, I didn't.
Did you shampoo my chicken?
Nope.
Did you shampoo my lawyer?
Nope.
Did you shampoo my face?
Nope.
Did you shampoo my cats?
No.
An accurate observation.
If you'd like.
Did you shampoo my elephant?
Sounded like a horse,
sir?
But no, I didn't. Yes, Colonel.
Did you shampoo my cell phone?
No, I did not.
Cell phone. Did you shampoo my elephant?
No, you already asked me that, and I shampoo you.
I know. Just wanted to be sure.
Okay.
Did you shampoo my fiddler?
Your what?
Did you shampoo my Indian?
No, I did not shampoo. It sounds like there's an Indian there, though. Is that Dick?
Friend's son. An Indian type.
An Indian
Jason?
Type.
An Indian type. Bill! Bill!
Bill is an Indian type.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything like anything in Indian?
I'm Jason's brother!
Oh, okay.
Jason.
Would Jason or Bill like anything to eat tonight?
No. They say his stomach's out of whack. He has cancer.
Ooh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Don't worry about it.
All right. Our macaroni and cheese is quite bland. Would you like to try some of that?
No.
Okay.
I think it's better if you don't. Sir?
Yes?
Did you shampoo my shit?
No, I'm sorry, I am not in the shampooing business.
The angry man opens his car and shuts his crank.
Ooh, that sounds like it would hurt.
Did you shampoo my dog?
No, sir, I'm sorry, I'm not in the shampooing business.
You sure about that?
I am one.
No, you monkey! You have pissed your last four.
Yeah, I just have to...
Sir?
Yes?
What's her name?
What's whose name?
Who is she?
Who's who?
Could you describe her? Anything you might tell me about her?
You'd have to come down here and see her for yourself, sir.
Where'd she go? I want you to go over there and ask that woman out.
She's actually at the cash register ring.
Go over there and ask her out.
Do
it!
She's an employee, sir. I can't...
Don't sit there like a goddamn idiot! Do it!
She's married, sir.
Oh, that is not true.
Oh, I'm sorry, Colonel. It is true.
Do you actually buy that horseshit?
She does
have... It's bullshit!
She does have a big ring on her finger.
Bullshit.
Well, why don't you come down here and check it out?
I said I want the truth!
That is the truth, sir.
I said I want the truth!
That is the truth, Colonel.
Just take my word for it, right?
You can't.
I think you're hiding something. You can't handle the truth.
I think you can't handle the truth, Colonel.
You think you can do better?
Yes, I do.
You don't think I sound like Jack Nicholson?
Actually, you do sound like Jack Nicholson.
It's my Jack Nicholson impression.
It's actually pretty good.
You can't handle the truth! My kids are watching some Jack Nicholson flick.
Which one?
The Porcupine Giant. Batman.
Batman, there you go.
Yes.
I'd like that one.
Batman.
I think Jack Nicholson played a very good Joker.
Colonel Nathan Batman.
Yes, he was a bad man.
Yes.
You're right, sir.
Sir?
Yes, Colonel.
It's probably the television.
No worries.
Jesus. Okay. Sir?
Yes, Colonel.
You ready?
I'm ready whenever you are, Colonel.
My next door neighbor. I believe he's the custodian. He's tired of screwing his wife. So his friend says to him, hey, why didn't you do it like the Chinese do? So he says, well, how did the Chinese do it?
Okay.
The guy says, well, the Chinese, first they screw a little bit, then they stop, and they go and read a little Confucius, come back, screw a little bit more, and then they stop again. Then they go back and they screw a little bit more, and then they go out and they contemplate the moon or something like that. Makes it more exciting. So now, the guy goes home and he starts screwing his own wife, see? So he screws her for a little bit, and then he stops and goes out of the room and he reads Time magazine. Then he goes back in, he starts screwing again, he says, excuse me for a minute, honey. He goes out and he smokes a cigarette. Now his wife is getting sore as hell. He comes back in the room, he starts screwing again, he gets up to start to leave again to go look at the moon. She looks at him and says, hey, what's the matter with you? You're screwing just like a Chinaman.
That was good, sir. That was good.
Really?
Totally.
Absolutely.
Totally.
Sir?
Yes, Colonel.
Don't forget to bring some booze.
I thought you were going to pick up the beer, Colonel.
No. I'm not doing it!
Why don't you send Bill or Jason out?
Couldn't have done it.
Why not?
He has an unlisted address. Do you know what I mean?
What does that have anything to do with going to get beer?
He's in your backyard in the pond.
Okay.
I'm sure that he loves you. Tell him I'll be back.
Is there anything else I can get for you, sir?
Yes!
What can I get for you?
Absolutely.
Colonel?
The American cheese.
American? I have
in a basket?
I can do American cheese in a basket.
Just tell me the truth. I'm not the police. That's a load of shit.
I'm telling you the truth, sir. I can give you American cheese in a basket.
Illegally?
No, it'd be legal. I can legally sell you American cheese in a basket.
Are you sure?
100%.
And suppose you're wrong. Now what?
I know I'm not wrong.
Son of a bitch!
Get him, Colonel.
No, I'm gonna hit him!
Bye, Colonel.
Bye.
Bye, Colonel.
Bye.